This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 19 October 2018. Well, let's talk about the markets in general. That is the stock market. The three Dow averages are giving bearish messages. The utilities are doing the best. Transports are leading to the downside. Both the transportation utilities ratio falls to the lowest level of the year, and the NASDAQ is testing the 200-day moving average. On top of that, volume is big to the downside and medium to small on the upside. All this indicates weakness further in the stock market. Gold, not much to say this week. It's certainly showing some strength. It's performed well over the last few weeks. Silver really hasn't participated. The mining shares are mixed, and we still have to wait and see. I do not see a clear trend established at this time. Yes, it is possible that the stock market has topped and the gold market has bottomed, but I'm not convinced yet. I think it's more of a wait and see attitude. Moving on, I did the big reveal this week, and Streetwise Reports did this article. I was interviewed by them. They transcribed the article. It was batted back and forth a couple times. I do own this stock. I disclosed that in the article. And this was paid for by one of the companies, and the company that paid for this was MineWorks. So I'm not going to read the whole article, but this is two companies whose innovative technologies could revolutionize electronic waste processing and disrupt the mining industry. And that would be not the entire mining industry, although the first technology could. It's the second one that I'll get to here in a minute. So basically, it revolves around these two companies. First one is showing all of these computer stockpile computers for electronic waste with monitors and basically, desktop-type computers with motherboards intact. As you all know, I mean, I founded the Morgan Report years ago when I started investing at the age of 16. I've been influenced by several. Jim Dines is one in particular that I mentioned here, and also another one that really had a big influence on me, and that was William O'Neill, who founded Investor's Business Daily. And of course, my proposition to all of you is you should have something in the resource sector no matter what, regardless of the economic outlook. I mean, building and preserving wealth is actually not that difficult if you do it correctly and by the right percentages. So I was asked about, the global economy, and I said nothing fundamental has changed. The 2008 financial crisis really hasn't been repaired. There's been a debt-based economy on a global basis and brought it further into debt, nation state by nation state. So that's something I think we're all aware of. And so then we get to the real deal. What are these two companies that I'm so excited about? And the answer are these two companies. And now this was for premium members or paid members of the Morgan Report. They had these opportunities. EnviroLease Technologies was spun out of MineWorks for free. But in the total truth, total honesty, you could say it was a 40-cent stock because the MineWorks company went up and down and all around. So really, although it was spun off for MineWorks shareholders for free, and that's a fact, if you take in the volatility of the stock and everything else, we could call it a 40-cent stock. Those that were on the mastermind were given the entire outlook for the spin-out with EnviroLeach and had the opportunity through our mastermind service to participate at the financing at the 25-cent level. And of course, there were several that took advantage of that. Dwayne Nelson, who is the CEO of EnviroLeach, I've known for quite a long time, and he was in charge of Silvermex for a while, and it was bought out by First Majestic, Keith Neumeyer's company. So I go through kind of the early history. I followed this story longer than anyone. It's been over 3 years, and it turned into two companies. And I explain why in this article. I won't read it all to you, but if you scroll down here, you can see the mobile mill. And this was in Arizona in August, 3 years ago. So it wasn't exactly the best vacation I've ever had. I'm trying to be funny here, but it takes what it takes. I forget the exact temperature, probably in the 110-degree range. But we were there for 3 days. And then Dwayne asked me to stay an extra day and talk about the possibility of this formulation that is inert and could be used to precipitate precious metals out. And that's what started. It actually worked. And that's what started this whole spin out of the EnviroLeach e-waste side of the operation. So they both have a lot of merit. I would suggest if you're involved with these companies and you are either a premium member or even just a free Morgan Report reader, that you might consider passing this on to your social media. It's a story that will get out there. If you're new, you can obviously just click here and give us your name and email, that type of thing. We'll be happy to get you involved with our services, either free or paid for, your choice. And looking further into this whole sector of the technologies that are disrupting the mining industry, particularly on the side of electronic waste and being environmentally friendly, as green can be, I will be doing a interview with, this is on Yahoo Finance, the Morgan Report, that means me, and there's more to us than me, you know that, there's a staff, but it'll be me interviewing Dr. John Whitney on the 2nd of November on Itronics with their urban mining breakthrough. So this is a press release, and this is pretty clear that on the 2nd of November, I'll be speaking with Dr. Whitney. It'll be on a webinar. It'll be on a sign-up basis. So you're going to have to go to this link, themorganreport.com/itronics. And when you do that, you will get hopefully to a landing page. If it's not up yet, we'll get it up shortly, and you'll be able to sign up, and we'll fix that. You'll be able to sign up for the webinar, and you will be hearing a discussion between Dr. Whitney and myself. You can read about the company here. It has what they call a zero waste technology. They have had this Gold and Grow specialty liquid fertilizer for quite some time. And I even have a 10-ounce bar from Dr. Whitney that he sent me as a courtesy from the recycling of, at the time, it was photographic waste. Of course, they're taking any kind of electronic or very little that's in the plastics these days for photography, but there's still some exists. So they also do a recycling of precious metals in an environmentally friendly way. And so, again, sign up at the site, and we will get you on board for the webinar. And this is basically for free for everyone. So that'll do it for this week. I'll be back with you next week on The Weekly Perspective with David Morgan.
This is The Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.